Welcome to the Home Care Hub, the Home Care Advocacy Network's podcast series on improving aging services. And today we have a very special guest. We have a Mr. Doug Gillespie, owner of HKG Insurance Solutions. Welcome, Doug.
Welcome. Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mark.
You bet. So, Doug, you're the owner of HKG Insurance Solutions. Today, we're going to be discussing onboarding and employee onboarding and the importance of it, making it more efficient, speeding it up, making it better. Tell me how you fit in to that puzzle within the employee onboarding world.
Yeah. So I own a company called HKG Insurance Solutions. And what we, the brainchild of that was we wanted to work with agencies, insurance agencies that didn't want to do two things in-house. First was Medicare. Many agencies don't like handling, dealing with the senior population because it's a time commitment, right? And so my wife heads up that. About 5 years ago, we started Medicare. And soon thereafter, I joined her and found a niche in the space of technology where many insurance companies and clients under 100 employees don't have access to technology that can help them be more efficient with benefits, but also more efficient with onboarding new hires as well.
Great. So my stats show there's about 35% employee turnover. So we, the Home Care Advocacy Network, really focuses our work in aging services. So we are, again, a business format franchise for senior living communities who want to own and operate their own home care services agencies and be a competitor in their local market. We also offer that opportunity for entrepreneurs who want kind of a purpose-driven business that they can really enjoy and be their own boss. Tell me how does your system actually improve that onboarding experience? Kind of take me through it, how it's different than maybe how, you know, you go into a senior living community or you go into a business and typical HR, you know, it's a challenge because there's forms everywhere. There's oftentimes there's turnover within the HR department, or there has been, and it's just kind of a natural occurrence. So tell me how your system helps organize that and make that better for people.
Right. So if you picture it, even post-COVID, we have many clients or especially in, like you say, the assisted living facilities where they're still using paper. And so they're using paper, the paper W-4, the paper I-9, employee handbooks even have been still printed out in paper. And what our system allows them to do is it's a compliance tool, right? And so you're delivering those forms electronically in a format that requires the employee to actually complete those forms. And so she logs on to the portal, fills out the information on herself, and that information populates those forms on the first day of employment. And so if you picture it, the system actually starts out in front of your employment. It can actually produce an offer letter, and then that applicant can accept that offer letter. Or we can start that first day when she comes in. And, you know, in the olden times where they sit across the desk with HR, fill out that work, they're actually going to be able to fill out that work from their home on their first day. So they're completing the W-4 or the I-9. They're reviewing their any other form that the client needs, like t-shirt size, steel-toe boot size in the construction field. You know, Home Care Advocacy Network's employees have to ask questions of those employees. And the system allows them to do that and captures that data so that they're not turning around and sticking it in a file cabinet. It's stored electronically. And so when you talk about turnover, obviously there's turnover for the general population of the 35%. But there's HR turnover as well. And so, you know, we're creating operational efficiencies, but we're also creating a history so that the new person in HR can come in, have access to that data in a format that's not complicated for them to kind of track down or relearn as well.
I love it. So tell me a little bit about, tell me about a success story and like what you walked into and then how you helped that business improve with your services, because this is critical, especially as employees, it's getting more and more competitive for not just regular employees, but great employees. So tell me about a success story that you've had.
Well, I think that a big success story that ties back to your industry is we do have quite a few actual assisted living facilities as clients now. And when you picture an HR representative, she's tied into an 8-hour shift. And so, but assisted living communities are 24-hour operation as well. And so the first step for many new hires of those facilities is the night shift. And what you end up doing is you have an HR staff that has to stay after their shift to capture or track down that information after her hours, or come in early and track down that employee after their shift has ended. And what we're able to do with the portal, with this success story, if you will, is create an opportunity for that person on the night shift to actually empower her to fill out her own paperwork without someone standing over her shoulder. And that's really what the system's designed to do, is to be there when you're not as an HR representative, and to have a HR staff that's overtaxed already, have them help out so that it condenses their hours to do really the stuff that they need to do, as opposed to they have to do because paper was what they were doing before.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So, and just some stats. So in the aging services world. So I know our company focuses more on the home care side of things. So in the past, I've worked inside of senior living community systems that have had home care companies attached to them. And it's interesting when you look at the employee experience between the two industries. So what we saw inside of the pure home care world that I worked in for about 14 years is that from first inquiry, so an employee reaches out to your business and they say, hey, I might be interested in working for your company, to that first employee experience inside of the home care world, that average, I think, is right at like 6 to 7 days. So first inquiry to first shift, about 7 days. And what happens between that first inquiry to first shift is a whole lot of connection, training, paperwork, et cetera. And if there is a comparison between the two, I think if senior living isn't as, you know, isn't super strong in home care or in-home services, home care isn't super strong in employee and document management. And I do see like your system really being able to help streamline that. But getting back to that example, in home care, it was 6 days from first inquiry to first shift. And it's critical because that employee then stays engaged with you. You have a higher likelihood of that employee not turning over if you're able to get them to their first shift within 6 to 7 days. When we were operating, when I was working on improving the efficiencies of home care operations inside of senior living previously, on some of our campuses that I worked with throughout, you know, Oklahoma and Maryland, a few other states, that employee experience was from first inquiry to first shift. It was 6 weeks. So it was interesting when we were using that comparison between the two, you know, leadership was wondering, well, why are we losing so many employees from first inquiry? Why can't we get them to their first shift? Well, when you're operating, you know, at five to six times greater from first inquiry to first shift, it's critical. But we didn't have an efficient system like Ease to really make that process you know, efficient, to make it a smooth transition. We were almost too people oriented inside of the, or people dependent upon the, you know, in the HR departments in our companies. So, and we weren't relying on efficiencies like Ease. So I could see where your system can help improve that for both somebody operating in the senior living space that just wants a better overall employee experience, and or a home care company as well.
Yeah, engagement and compliance, right? So we're engaging the employee on her first day at work, or getting to her quick and getting her into the culture. And when I say culture, it's got to be just part of the culture of that franchise. It's not going to be reliant on the system to make somebody a valued team member, but by reaching out through the technology with a video welcome introduction, it does get them moving into the right framework, into the family, you know. So we're engaging them and getting them to stay engaged so that they can make it to that first shift. But then it's also that compliance tool. When you talk about 6 days or 6 weeks, you've got all sorts of paper that probably has yet to be done. And so the system, again, is tracking that for you to make sure that you are in compliance and get that employee all the paperwork she needs to fill out so that she can be ready to go. But then you can be compliant when the auditors come around and say, let's take a look at the books.
That's great. So a compliance tool, improving efficiencies overall, and ultimately helping organizations either become competitive or get more competitive in their local marketplaces for great employees. I love it.
Yeah, you bet.
So, Doug, tell me a little bit, you know, Home Care Advocacy Network is, we're a for-profit company, but we're very mission-driven. A couple of things as I was getting to know you that really attracted me to you, you know, one of our core values is pursue the genuine success of others. And another one is embrace innovation. And I kind of see this in your life. I see that pursuing the genuine success of others, having gotten to know you now over the past 3 to 5 years. Tell us and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and so they don't just have to take my word for it.
Right, you bet. Now, thanks for that. So when we started our business and what we looked to do with it, if you think back to when we first started this conversation, was do help others do the stuff that they don't have time for or feel uncomfortable doing themselves, right? And that's really how our agency got started, working with seniors and then working with folks to make them more operationally efficient. And when we really take another step back from that, that goes back to not just our company's philosophy, but our family's philosophy. And that's James 1:27 of taking care of others, right? The widows, the orphans. And really, that's when you start at it. This is our family and this is our business. And obviously, above family, we've got God, and it all flows down from there. And so we've chosen a path that leads back to our family mission statement, our values too. And that's taking care of others, but just helping others. And that's why we're really excited to partner with Home Care Advocacy Network, because you're doing many of the same things that we hope to do as well. And it ties back to many of the same stories we've shared through time of our own experiences with our parents and grandparents as well. So if you think of what we're trying to do is really make a living taking care of others and helping them pursue their goals as well.
Doug, I love it. So let's make sure we get a picture of your beautiful family out on socials along with the recording of this, because you guys do have just a great family story. It's very inspiring. You are all about the family and spending more time with the people that you really care about. And I think that it kind of follows with Ease. You know, the hope of Ease is to, and the Ease HR system is to improve efficiencies in your business, so you don't always have to be working inefficiently. Right. You can spend more time with others. So see that in our own company as we use your system, but you know, it's available to others. So how would people get in contact with you or just to have a discussion with you about, you know, if they just want to talk employee onboarding? I know that you're not like a hard sell. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah. I mean, you can start with our website is hkginsurance.com. If you just want to pursue or peruse what it is, again, that we do, how we help others, or you can contact me at 402 995-9926. Let's just have a conversation of what it is you need help with. And if I can't help you, I'd love to point you in the right direction. Much like Mark, I'm here to network and assist you when it works, but also not drag you down with stuff that you don't need, or I just want to point you in the right direction, and I'm happy to network. You bet.
Doug, that's great. So kind of in closing, tell me, 2020 has been quite a year. As you look forward to 2021, what are some of the things you're looking forward to most? I know you and your family like to travel. Do you have anything on the docket there? Tell me what you're looking forward to.
Well, yeah, thanks. We're optimists, right? And I think the world needs more optimists, and we're also travelers. So I think, or I pray, that 2021 is going to open up and borders will open up, as well as opportunities to get out and meet new people and see new cultures. And so our desire is to take some time away from work and spend more time breaking bread at the tables, either at home or abroad. And so if I had a wish of what my family could experience just a sliver of next year, would be to go out and visit a new nation and sleep in somebody else's bed and just experience some different way of living. And so that's our hope for next year. And I think we're going to get the opportunity to do that because everybody's ready to get out. And
yep, that's a fact. That's great. And you mentioned that you also work with seniors in your insurance business. So I'm assuming that's Medicare supplement insurance and other insurances. We'd love to have you back on and talk a little bit about that, because that can be it can be a very confusing world to everybody. It's not just to seniors, but how it all works. And so we'd love to have you back and really discuss that in greater detail. Yeah. So
that's great. That'd be great too.
So yeah, in closing, HKG Insurance is a premier partner with the Home Care Advocacy Network. We are aiming to transform the senior care experience for senior living and empower senior living communities to own and operate their own competitive home care agency. And we knew that we needed a very powerful arrow in our quiver to make that happen. It starts with the employee experience. It has to be a great one. It has to be relatively a digital experience. And you need to free up people to be more efficient. And ease is one of those arrows in our quiver that we do that with. So, Doug, I appreciate your partnership. I appreciate your time today. And to our listeners, if you're interested in improving your employee onboarding experience, you just need somebody who is going to be an ally for you in your networking efforts. Doug Gillespie of HKG Insurance is that guy. And this is not a hard sell for him or his service. He is just a great guy to network with, connect with. And I know that if you take that step and connect with Doug, your life in some way is going to improve when it comes to him focusing on your business and making your life better. So Doug, thanks for your time today. And we will, until we meet again.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Have a great rest of your week.
You bet. All right. And once again, the Home Care Advocacy Network is a business format franchise for senior living communities, as well as for entrepreneurs who are looking for a purpose-driven franchise and those who want to be their own boss and make a difference. So please reach out to us at partner@hcanthrive.com to discuss franchise opportunities throughout the U.S. and the world. This is Mark Goetz, President and CEO of the Home Care Advocacy Network. Thanks for your time today.